This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 on the evening edition with Hezrul and Kelvin, and we've got the market wrap with none other than our own Sabrina Magdalene from BFM's news team. So Sabrina, Facebook is at the center of another discourse, and this time it's about climate change and fake news. The social media giant has announced that it will fight climate change myths with its new information hub.
That's right. Facebook will soon launch a new information hub to provide its users with science-based information about the climate crisis. So this is how it'll work. So when people search for information related to the climate crisis on Facebook, a link to the hub will appear on their page. The link will also appear when people see certain posts related to the subject. The information center will then pull facts, figures, and data from factual sources for Facebook users. In addition to the info center, Facebook says it will continue to reduce the distribution of posts containing false information on its news feed feature, and it will label those posts as false. However, Facebook didn't confirm if it will remove those posts. The company also didn't explain if it will remove or label posts within private Facebook groups that contain misinformation about the climate crisis and global warming.
Always weak gestures and very, very symbolic things when it comes to what Facebook does with misinformation. They're never interested. But anyway, I understand the climate crisis hub comes after Facebook faced a storm of misinformation regarding the cause of the wildfires across the western US.
Correct. The Guardian says it took just one article containing false information on the US wildfires to get about 70,000 shares. And eventually, of course, it misled a lot of locals. So many of the claims allege that the fires were lit by political activists, either by the far-right group, the Proud Boys, or the leftist activists known as Antifa. So the Oregon Department of Forestry said there's evidence of mass politically influenced arson campaign with regards to the fire. However, the rumors and fake news pieces spread just like the wildfires. So this caused local police and authorities to be overwhelmed with requests for information and inquiries on these fake news items. It actually also caused the 911 line to be inundated.
Oh dear.
And diverts valuable resources from real emergencies. So public officials are pleading with the public to stop sharing those rumors. And it's about time, you know, that Facebook steps in to intervene, considering that the platform is the one that's enabling the sharing of such content.
Right, and as Facebook attempts to address misinformation, you can let us know how you deal with potential sources of fake news. You know, how do you go about navigating it? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, back home on Bursa Malaysia, Prestariang Berhad's shares have been declining this week. What's going on there, Sabrina?
So Prestariang Berhad confirmed that Microsoft has decided to discontinue its partnership agreement with its unit Prestariang Systems Sdn Bhd. So this will be effective January 31st next year. The agreement was renewed in October last year. The company says it is in the midst of evaluating the impact of the decision and intends to engage with Microsoft for further clarification on the matter. So at close today, Prestariang was down 16% at 61.5 sen.
Sabrina, with that, thanks so much for that market wrap. We've now got some music for you, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.